Enemy Combatant Radio. This is Rad Radio, DJ Rubble. We're on the air at 6 o'clock, and we're going to have an interview with Tony Mendocino and Amatulla Alaji Sabri, if I'm saying that name right. UC Berkeley workers with the Coalition of University Employees who went on strike. So we'll be back with that in a few seconds. Okay, let's test the mic. Amatulla, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Tony, are you there?
I'm here, Fred.
Okay. You see workers went on a 3-day strike to demand wage increases and fair treatment. June 13th to 15th, labor strike. Clerical workers at the University of California say that UC is out of excuses for why it treats its lower paid workers so badly, causing AFSCME and UPTI to strike over UC's unfair labor practices and causing Q, the Coalition of University Employees, to strike over the terrible wages. Amatulla, introduce yourself and then go right into some of the issues that you're striking over and why it's come to this, why things haven't been able to be settled in negotiations.
Sure. I am a member of the statewide executive board for Q, the Coalition of University Employees, and also chief negotiator for the successor contract. We're in a very unique situation in that the strike was over the contract that had gone to impasse and that had expired for 2003-04. And we are currently, the bargaining team that I'm heading is for negotiations for 2004-07. And UC has a legacy that they seem to pride themselves on not negotiating in good faith, dragging out contract talks, and really making it very difficult for the lower-paid workers. And so this is the strike that we went on was an economic strike. We had gone to impasse for 2003-04, meaning that there was no resolution or agreement reached between the parties. We went before a mediator. There was no success there. And we went to a 3-panel fact-finding panel, one representative from Q, one representative from the university, and a neutral arbitrator, Gerald McKay. After 5 days of testimony, McKay concluded that the university's argument that they couldn't afford to pay us a 4% salary increase was not valid, that they had, in fact, given increases to other workers, and that they could afford to pay us, and that they had diverted $20 million that they had budgeted for the 4% salary increase. Originally, it was supposed to be a 6% salary increase, $10 million coming from the state, which would have been 2%, and 4% that UC has the financial resources to provide. Instead, they chose to give 0% across the board, and what they did was impose a wage increase for about 12 dispatchers in Irvine and 6 nutrition workers in San Diego. So out of about 16,500 people, they chose to give 18 people raises for 2003-2004.
Okay. You're talking about different classifications of clerical workers. In the field I work in, the public employees make much more than what people are making in the private sector. I don't think that's the case with your workers. So talk about some of the types of jobs you have there and how the wages are stacking up against other wages for similar jobs outside of UC Berkeley.
Well, the university wants to say that we're 10% below market. Some of the surveys that they themselves have commissioned have said we're anywhere from 15% to 33%, depending upon the different classifications. I'll give you a specific example that's a real sore point. We wanted library assistants in the UC system to be brought up to the same pay rate as what is called a blank assistant. Library assistants at UC, and for an example, at UC Berkeley, UC Berkeley has the Western Region Government Library, and so it serves as a resource for scholars, for Cal State University researchers, for any number of governmental agencies because of the government documents that it reposes. But a library assistant at UC Berkeley makes about $5,000 to $6,000 less than their counterpart at Cal State East Bay or Cal State Hayward. The library assistants in the UC system are paid about 33% below market. Their counterparts at community colleges make more than they make. For us, those who are what they call blank assistants, we're anywhere between 22 to 27% below market compared to private industry and also other public service employees. Someone in the classification, say, as a legal assistant in the UC system might be anywhere from 27 to 30% below market also. So we're talking about a great disparity, and the university gave 0% for 2003-2004. In our negotiations, they're refusing to give anything for 2004-2005. They're insisting on giving 0% also for those years. So you have people who are already lagging behind the market continuing to not get any kind of raises while the university proposes to raise health care benefits and to raise parking fees. Employees at the university have to pay for parking. And essentially, anytime there's a new parking structure that goes up, the employees are the ones who pay for that parking structure.
Okay, Tony, you can jump in on this one. A lot of people think that the issues with the strike and the workers not getting the money they want is right in line with the state budget crisis where there's no money around, but UC workers are saying that that's not the case, and the arbitrator did say there's enough money to go around. So can you talk to that issue and explain to the workers why the union is standing for that there is the money there to pay people, and you know, what's really holding them back?
Yeah. My name is Tony Mendocino, and I'm a clerical worker at UC Berkeley. I'm also active with Campus Radical Women, and this is a real sticking point. We, in our union, we've hired an economist as well as we have the Neutral Fact Finders report, both of which demonstrated that UC has over $5 billion in unrestricted funds. This is taxpayer money that could be used for fair wages. And, of course, another component is that we've seen student fees get hiked astronomically. So there's plenty of money coming into UC. They try and hide behind the fact that the state budget is in a crisis, but we disagree with that. Again, $5 billion is there. Their refusal to give even a basic cost of living increase to low-paid workers is also counteracted by the fact that they have continually given humongous bonuses and salaries to the high-paid administrators. The University of California is top-heavy with some fat cats that are, you know, getting rewards. For instance, the treasurer, David Russ, was recently given an increase of $170,000 to add to his base salary of $450,000. So these people are drawing in huge monies. Again, the university is not poor. It just doesn't choose to compensate its hardworking staff.
Okay, Amatula, can you talk about some of the actions that are going on statewide in the UC system and what some of the strategies are that the workers are taking to try to get their demands met?
Well, we would hope that those people who are supporters of us will join us in a campaign to contact Regent and also to contact President Dines. I believe Tony has a contact phone number for him. We're asking people to either call or to email the Regent to express concern over what type of decisions that they are making that are really, really injuring and hampering the educational and research mission of the university. So the strike was just the beginning in terms of actions to draw attention to the public as far as what is going on, because most people believe that because the state has a financial crisis, that UC has a financial crisis. And as Tony articulated, that is not true for UC. UC has money, and it continues to raise the student fees. We don't even support the increase in student fees because we believe that the increase in student fees is really making quality public education out of reach for lower paid students who come from families that are economically challenged, particularly students of color. And so we don't support the increase in student fees. And we want people to know that the increase in student fees is not to pay low-paid workers, but as Tony indicated, that money, a lot of that money is going to the top-heavy administrative structure that the university has. So we're asking people to also talk to their family, their relatives, their neighbors, their religious leaders, their social clubs, to get the word out to people that the university is being administered and regents are making decisions that are really hampering the well-being of the university, and that there are hard-working people who deliver daily frontline services to students who are on the verge of poverty and homelessness. And this is no exaggeration. We have some people in San Francisco who live in cars, and they work every day at UCSF, which gave about 34 administrators $2.4 million in bonuses. So this is unconscionable, and it has to stop. So if people would contact their city council people, if they're in an area where there is a UC campus, say San Leandro or Berkeley or Oakland, to contact their, or in San Francisco County, to contact their city council or their board of supervisors to have them to exert political pressure on the UC administration, that would be greatly appreciated, and that's the direction that we're going in.
Okay. Is there more contact information, including contact information for anyone at UC Berkeley?
Yeah, let me give you that. If you want to get more information about Q and some of the issues we're talking about, you can call us at 510-841-0700 or check out our website, www.qunion.org. This has a lot of great information, including some reports about the strike. But we also are asking people, as Amatula said, to call UC President Robert Dines. He's basically the one that we're also trying to pressure in particular. His phone number in Oakland is 510-987-9074. And you can also let us know if you've called or you want to do some, if you want to help us. We definitely are trying to build community support and outreach. And we appreciate getting the chance to talk about this on the air.
Okay, we've got about 5 minutes left. Either one of you can feel these. I'm interested a little bit in the strategies that the union is taking to get their message out, including if they've been able to get student support and if the workers and the students' interests are in line. And also to talk about this in a larger context of national strategies to erode workers' rights and particularly erode public workers' rights and really drive the salaries and benefits that workers make down towards lowest common denominator?
Well, I think that you're correct. This is a phenomenon that we're seeing particularly in public universities where student fees are increasing, workers are being paid less, and they are, in some instances, pension funds are in jeopardy, benefit costs are rising. In the case of UC, there's no doubt that UC as the large hospital system that UC is engaged in is perhaps a significant driver in the increased costs that HMOs are imposing on people who have any kind of health care coverage. And what we see with UC is that they will use the large numbers of the low-paid workers to get a health care system that benefits everyone. However, those top-paid administrators, they would have to pay even more if it wasn't for the huge numbers of lower-paid workers that bring the cost down for the total group. So we benefit the whole benefit plan by our numbers. However, they try to force us to bear more of the cost when, in fact, the university could absorb more of the cost. So that's another form of injustice that lower-paid workers are enduring, not just in UC, but, like I said, throughout the country. And a lot of it is being driven by the corporate partnerships that public universities have entered into that are not really benefiting the mission of the institution, but benefits financially individual corporations and individual researchers. So that's part of the larger problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Tony, why don't you wrap up on the same topic, and if there are any other issues you have of note for workers in the system?
Yeah, I think that the fact that Q is one of the unions among many that are fighting back our strike was something that we did to really up the ante and show that we are not going to take these kinds of attacks lying down. We're trying to work with other unions in the UC system to build a united front where we can all come together. We're organizing to work, as I said, in conjunction as well with students and with the community. And we really see that in addition to public universities taking these kinds of hits and becoming, you know, going against their mission by becoming privatized. It's kind of happening all over the country. We're in California, we're going to be seeing the special election happening in November full of attacks on workers. We're not special interests. We are the basic common denominator of who makes this whole country run. So we're trying to help build a fighting labor movement, and things like strikes are one of our most powerful weapons. So I'm glad to be part of a movement that is, you know, on the rise. We really need rank and file members across the country to build an upsurge right now and not be held back by, you know, there's been a lot of labor bureaucrats in different unions across the country that have not wanted to really be militant, but the time is now. We really have no other option.
Okay, thank you, Tony and Amatula, and keep up the hard work.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you.